Hi, welcome everyone to Parsha. The Parsha of the week is Parshas Korach, the famous story of the rebellion of Korach against Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's a very well-researched Parsha. There's so many different perspectives, so many different ideas around the Parsha. In fact, there's a very interesting Rashi. At the very beginning of the Parsha, Rashi tells us, Parsha Zu Yofen Nidreshes B'Medrash Rabbah. This Parsha, he says, is very well explained, very well explored in the Medrash. I once heard a little bit of a twist on that Rashi, that the Parsha, of course, is about machlokes, about division, about argument, about conflict. And Rashi is hinting to us and saying, Parsha Zu Yofe, this Parsha is very nice. It's a beautiful Parsha. You know when? When it's explored, when it's theoretically explained in the Medrash. When it's implemented, in other words, when there's conflict and division, it's not so nice. Okay. So I wanted to share with you one idea, one perspective on this Parsha that I think is very beautiful. And it's a combination of different things. But the first thing I want to do is share with you an idea. It comes from a talk of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, particularly because this coming Sunday is Gimel Tammuz, the third of Tammuz, the Yahrzeit, the day of passing of the Rebbe in 1994, the 31st Yahrzeit. And if I'm dedicating it sort of the Shira to that and sharing one of his ideas that he spoke about. So it comes with a question. The question is, the Rebbe explains many places that the name, and this comes from the Baal Shem Tov really, that the name of something represents, it's about the whole thing, represents the essence of the thing. The name is very significant, the name of anything, the name of a person, the name of a parsha, the name of anything is really important, which begs the question, therefore, why this parsha is called Korach. Now, it is true that the names of the parsha normally are taken from one of the first words of the parsha, but there were other options. It could have been called Vayikach or the different words in the beginning. It's not always the first word. So it seems interesting that the whole parsha should be named Korach after someone which we normally perceive to be someone who was a troublemaker, a rebellious person. He created machlokes, he created conflict and division. Why would we call the entire parsha with the name Korach? So before I give you his answer, I want to ask a different question that's brought down in the Mefarshim as well. And that is that later on in the Parsha, Korach gathered with him together 250 men who also joined him in the fight. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu, and one of the things they claimed is, why is Aaron HaKohen, the only one who's going to be a Kohen Gadol? We can also be Kohanim Gedolim. And Moshe Rabbeinu explained to them that, you know, there's only one Kohen Gadol. That's how it works. There's different roles in the world. Not everyone can be a Kohen Gadol. And there's only one. But you know what? Tomorrow morning come, each one should take a pan, a metal pan, put in the pan some incense, and then offer it up to Hashem in the Mishkan. And we'll see. This is a kind of a thing which is reserved for the Kohen Gadol because it was in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. And everyone can do it. And therefore, when you do it, you'll see which one Hashem will choose. And that's exactly what took place. The next morning, they all came. They brought up the Keteris. They brought up the incense. And a fire, besides Korach and his family being swallowed up by the earth, a fire came up. A fire came out from Hashem and burnt the 250 people, and they died. Right after that, following that, there's an interesting commandment from Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to gather up the pans that they used for this Keteris, because it was holy pans. They dedicated it to a ritual in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. And he says they should melt down the pans and create a flat piece of metal, which would serve to be the cover of the Mizbeach. The altar in the Mishkan, because it was traveling, was worked like this. They had a cover, a copper cover, and inside was just filled with earth. So it was hollow, but it was filled with earth, and it had a cover. And this cover, says Hashem, should be a cover on the Mizbeach made from the pans of the 250 people. And the obvious question is, these 250 people, they did a terrible thing. They went against Moshe Rabbeinu. They went against the role of Aaron HaKohen being the Kohen Gadol. So you mean that every time someone brings a korban, every time someone brings a sacrifice, and that sacrifice is burnt on the Mizbeach and it's offered up on the altar, it should be offered up on the cover of the Mizbeach, which was taken from the pans that these, so to speak, evil people used? It doesn't seem to make any sense. Let's put that question to aside for a moment. Let's go back to the Rebbe's explanation about the name of the parsha. And the Rebbe points out an interesting thing. He points out that there's an interesting Rashi. When Moshe Rabbeinu told them, come tomorrow morning, he said, Boiker, come in the morning and we'll see who Hashem is going to choose. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu turned to Korach and his men and he said to him, you have to understand there's certain boundaries that Hashem made. Not everyone can be everything. Just like there's boundaries between day and night. The day is day and the night is night. So too in Am Yisrael, everyone has a specific role. Kohanim are not Levim. Levim are not Kohanim. There's only one person who could be a Kohen Gadol, high priest. There's different roles for mitzvahs, for men, mitzvahs for women. There's all sorts of things. And then he adds one line. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach and his people, Afani roitze liyos Kohen Gadol. You think you're the only one who wants to be a Kohen Gadol? I also want to be a Kohen Gadol. What does Moshe Rabbeinu mean by that? Moshe Rabbeinu can't be a Kohen Gadol. That's exactly the point he's trying to bring out. You can't be a Kohen Gadol. There's only one Kohen Gadol. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu finds it fit to say, Af ani roitze liyos Kohen Gadol. I also want to be a Kohen Gadol. And the Rebbe explains the following idea. What Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them is that at the heart of the issue, you mean well. It is okay to want to be a Kohen Gadol. In fact, spiritual ambition is really good. We should always want to do very, very holy things. We should want to do things that are beyond us. We should want to have the experience of Kedusha. We should want to have this holy experience of experiencing a closeness to Hashem in the most intense way, in the most powerful way. And therefore, Korach, your ambition to be a Kohen Gadol and all your people with you, the ambition to be a Kohen Gadol, it's not just an honor, it's an experience. Kohen Gadol was the person who went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. The Kohen Gadol was the person who experienced this intense holiness and closeness to Hashem when he would go into the Kohen Gadol. And to want to have that, to have the ambition to have that, is really great. We should always want to do a mitzvah. It's a similar sort of story when the Yidden couldn't bring a Korban Pesach and they came complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why can't we bring a Korban Pesach and so on and so forth? But Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach, the ambition is great, the ambition is holy. But you need to understand that not everything you want you could have. Hashem has certain roles for people. We should want to climb the greatest ladder of holiness, but it doesn't mean we can always assume the role of where we want to be. So when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, Hashem decided there's only one Kohen Gadol. We should all want to be a Kohen Gadol, that's good. But we shouldn't assume that we can be one. By the way, this idea, and that's why the Rebbe says this, that's why the Parsha is called Parshas Korach. Because what Korach wanted is essentially good. It just needs to be applied in the right way. This is very much in line with what we find in different Mepharshim, that actually Korach wasn't a rasha, Korach wasn't a wicked person. Korach was actually a holy person. According to the Arizal, there was actually some sources that say he was such a holy person that when Mashiach will come, he will actually become a Kohen Gadol, because we know the Levim will become Kohanim, and the Kohanim will come Levim, Mashiach comes. And in fact, Korach was so holy and he was such a great person, he might even assume the role of Kohen Gadol in the future when Mashiach comes. We also know that says Korach noise Oren Hoya. Korach was one of those people who would carry the Oren Kodesh when they would journey from one place to another. He wasn't a simple person. He was actually a person who had a perspective, he had an ambition, he had a yearning, only to be close to Hashem, but he messed up over here because he decided that what he wants to have, his ambition, can be put into place, and that was a mistake. Now, So that's why he says, and that's why the parasha is called Korach, because there's something to learn from Korach. There's something we can learn from Korach to have spiritual ambition, and that's a good thing. Now, what's interesting is, going to the second question, how come Hashem said to take the pans of the Ketores, and that should become the cover of the Mizbeach? So I want to connect this, what we just said, to a word that the Mor v'Shomer says. And he says a beautiful thing, which seems to be similar along the similar lines. But he adds one thing about the pans. And he says again, the yearning to bring Ketores was a good one. However, the mistake was not everyone can do that. So essentially, what is it really? The pans represent the ambition of the 250 people, the spiritual ambition. What they were lacking, and the reason they made a mistake, was the lack of humility. A little bit of ego mixed in. In other words, when you decide that your ambition, just because I have an ambition, it means I can get what I want, that's subtly arrogance. And that arrogance leads to conflict. And therefore, the way the story of Korach evolved was in a very not good, a very evil story of conflict, of division. But at its core, it was good, but the ego got in the way. And when ego gets in the way, everything gets messed up. But at its core, the ambition was good. So therefore, the Mor v'Shomer says the following. Hashem says, take the pans and make them, they should be the cover to the Mizbeach. What's the idea of the cover of the Mizbeach? The cover of the Mizbeach is a very interesting thing. As I said before, the Mizbeach, actually in the Mishkan, in the Midbar, was filled with earth. And the cover went on top of the earth. Earth is a symbol of humility. Earth is humility. It's always the symbol. Dust, earth is a symbol of humility. Like, for example, at the end of the Amidah, when we pray that Hashem should open up our hearts in the Torah, we know that a prerequisite to learning Torah is humility. We daven to Hashem before we say a word, Psach libi b'soira secha, open up my heart to your Torah. Just before that, we say, V'nafshi ka'ofor la'koil tiyeh. It's in the last paragraph of L'kai Netzor in the Amidah. V'nafshi, my soul, ka'ofor la'koil tiyeh. It should be like dust to everyone. In other words, I should be humble. And when I'm humble, then I'll be able to learn Torah. Over here, the same thing. Spiritual ambition is a very good thing, but it needs to be humble. Says Hashem, I don't have a problem with the pans. I have a problem with the ego that messed it up. Because the pans is a symbol of their spiritual ambition to be as great as a Kohen Gadol. So take those pans and let it be a reminder for the Jewish people. Why? Because you're going to take the pans and you're going to cover the Mizbeach, which is a Mizbeach of earth. Earth is a symbol of humility. And therefore, everyone, when they bring their korban, they should learn from the pan. They should learn to have spiritual ambition. It's a good thing. They should learn to want to be like Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, to be a Kohen Gadol, to be a tzaddik, everything. The ambition is good. But they should also have the humility to know how to apply it and to know how to channel it and to know when they can and can't have it. That's why when the pans, when you cover them, when they become the cover of the Mizbeach, which is filled with earth, in other words, when humility is the foundation of the ambition, then it's holy. And then it's okay for each person to bring their korban on top of that cover. So that's why, again, going just summarizing, that's why Parshas Korach is called Korach, because in fact he was a tzaddik and he had spiritual ambition, which we can all learn from, and therefore that's good to call the Parsha Korach. But as we see from the pans, ambition is only good when it's based in humility, which was the earth of the Mizbeach that became the foundation of this cover of the Mizbeach that was made from the melted down pans, and then it becomes a holy thing. That's the word I wanted to share with you on the Parsha. Wishing everyone a good week and a good Shabbos.